Sportsmanship Summits start next month, and the very first championships of 2025 are won on the tennis courts. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Postseason play in field hockey and boys soccer gets started this week. In Upper Peninsula girls tennis, we already have our first champions of the school year. In Division I, Negaunee rolled to a four-straight UP title and their 10th in the last 12 years. The Miners advanced to the championship match in all eight flights, winning at number two singles and numbers one and two doubles. Ishpeming Westwood finished just 1 point behind in second, getting wins at numbers three and four singles and three and four doubles. Kingsford's Aubrey Moore captured the title at number one singles. In Division II, West Iron County won its 14th championship and first since 2020. West Iron got wins in five of the eight flights, one and three singles and one, two and four doubles. Norway and Ishpeming finished in a tie for second. Norway got wins at numbers two and four singles and number three doubles. Ishpeming had a runner-up in six flights. For more on the Upper Peninsula girls tennis finals, please check out our coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. We love game-winning field goals, and Saginaw Valley Lutheran's Ryan Pittman delivered. He nailed a 22-yarder with 4 seconds left to give Valley Lutheran their first ever win over Ithaca. The win clinches a share of the Tri-Valley Blue for Valley Lutheran. The loss is Ithaca's first league loss since 2020. Escanaba football is off to a 6-0 start. Nolan Bink rushed for 175 yards and three scores, and he threw for 141 yards and two more scores in a 38-20 win over Marquette. It's Escanaba's first win over Marquette since 2019. And to DeWitt Soccer's Mason Rayborn, he netted two goals and a 3-1 win over Mason. That game was the CAAC Gold Cup final. The two goals are Rayborn's second and third career goals for DeWitt.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field today, and the defense sacks the quarterback in the offense's own end zone, resulting in a safety. That's 2 points for the defense, but what happens next? Following a safety, the team that was on offense must kick the ball back to the team that was on defense. The kicking team can either punt it or drop kick it, with the line of scrimmage being their own 20-yard line. The kick must occur from within 1 step of the line of scrimmage, and the receiving team must have all of their players at least 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Once it's kicked, play continues on as normal, much like a punt or kick return. But if a team chooses the drop kick, they could recover the ball once it travels at least 10 yards.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sportsmanship is one of the most important aspects of educational athletics, and along with scholarship, safety, and an appropriate scope, it is one of the MHSAA's four main core values for school sports. Winning is great, but good sportsmanship helps develop habits that can be used well beyond the playing field. For more than 20 years, the MHSAA has provided a sportsmanship summit experience to students across Michigan. Workshop sessions focus on sportsmanship both on and off the court, and feature hands-on activities, including one session developed and instructed by members of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. At the end of each summit, the delegation from each participating school will meet to develop a school sportsmanship campaign. Summits will be held on November 3rd in Lansing, November 5th in Troy, November 10th in Traverse City, and November 12th in Kalamazoo. Each site is limited to 200 attendees, so be sure to register now to reserve your space. Registration materials and other information can be found at MHSAA.com. As Grantland Rice once wrote, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And it's our hope that everyone plays with sportsmanship on their mind. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.